Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Lummy?
Oh no, I was just quoting you.
Oh.
I hate you.
I hate him. You. I hate you.
Sorry. Yes. Yes.
What, Lummy? Yeah?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
Lummy did call me. He's like, man, he's like, did Bubba say something about me? Bubba texted me that he hates me.
Yeah, I'm sorry.
It's just a link. By the way, it's the Bubba the Love Sponge. Bubba the Love Sponge Show podcast. It's super exclusive. About 10 or 15,000 people will go download this in the next few days. We're going to start doing some really busting our ass now that it looks like maybe Twitch is not going to be a viable option for us. Hmm. I think Twitch will be a viable option if we want it, but I'd like to take my business elsewhere.
Yeah.
Quite frankly.
We'll leave it there and we'll, you know, dabble, but don't need to be there every day.
Yeah, fuck you. Not you, Blitz. I meant Blitz.
Fuck
you. I mean, everybody. Fuck everybody. Including you, Lummy. Don't you, Lummy?
Yeah, Lummy, fuck you.
Lummy, don't you?
I hate you, Lummy.
Don't you know, Lum, that's kind of like a, yeah, is kind of like a slang ninth grader shit? Like, where did you get that from? You're older. Yeah. And like, you know, you're older.
Just biologically.
Well, no, I mean, no. I mean, I always say yes, sir. Or I say yes. It's just on text. It's just one of those short responses. I mean, I don't like doing the, you know, like how people put just letters now, like FYI and, you know, BTW.
What's wrong with that?
Nothing wrong with FYI.
L2U. BTW, by the way. Nothing's wrong with that.
No, but I'm saying just,
you know what? I'm even good with a thumbs up or a fucking okay, Willie.
I hate the thumbs up.
Why do you hate a thumbs up?
The thumbs up
it's
on
better
a
than
text because I always
yeah,
feel like you're mad at me and you don't want to vocalize it.
Yeah.
Well, I would change it. Do you never see a yeah from me again?
If you look at the thread, it said, can you do me a favor and stop using
yeah? Can you read it?
Did it say that? Stop using yeah?
Mm-hmm.
Oh.
No.
Yeah, hold on.
It said stop using it? I mean, listen, I'm not arguing with you because I didn't read it.
Why doesn't someone read it? We have the receipts.
Okay,
it
says
he goes from
the studio using our cameras. That's my question. He goes, yeah, I believe so. Before, I believe so. We've talked about it before. I go, may I ask a favor? I hate ya. Could you please say yes? So, Lummy, if you were to read that wrong, like you did, because you're fucking stupid, then could you please say yes? Explain what I was talking about.
I got to be honest. If I read it, I probably would take it the same way as Lummy did, but not as in a hate thing, but as in you saying, I hate you. Just say yes. Like, just tell me the answer you want. I want to hear is yes. Like, just say yes. I hate you. Just say yes.
I hate you. Could you please say yes?
Right.
Because
in the context of what we're speaking about, you just answered with ya.
Mm-hmm.
And so then I say, may I ask a favor? I hate ya. Could you please say yes? So, yes.
You need to put ya in quotes, Bob.
Yeah.
Or
if you would have said, please say yes instead of saying ya. you know, or something like.
It needs
right.
to be quoted.
I'm sorry, but because I was texting and I was at the park and I was.
By the way,
Daniel
Rose 6262 on the Venmo. Thank you earlier.
Awesome. Oh, God bless.
And John Costica 50 on the Venmo.
God bless.
So you're at the park with
Little Walker and Ashley,
which is a handful in itself.
Yeah, and I was trying to be attentive to you, and you know, usually when I saw the hay too at 4:36 on Saturday, I'm like, oh shit. Because it's just the hay, and I'm like, fuck.
So you were already in a bad mindset as far as, like,
correct.
What I do.
And then I obviously knew what was going on with Twitch and all
but
that other
on,
stuff.
Buddy.
So.
When I go hay, okay, when I go hay, and then, okay, you're like, hey, Bubba. So I know you're a little bit, you know, the hay kind of gets you at attention and mm-hmm. a little bit nervous.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But then if my next thing is coming back is not, you know, if it's not a... fucking just, you know, like a Mia, like having a meltdown, and I come back with, do we have the ability to go live on TikTok? Then that should kind of let you ease your mind to know that I'm not in a
maybe.
You know, do we have the ability to go live on TikTok? And then let me go, yeah. I've gone live to test things out after goats to build up hours that we need. I go, so we could do an after show there. He goes, yeah.
Yeah.
And I, so Blitz, you can see, like, I'm just asking questions. I'm
sure.
not in a investigative, try to fucking throw the coals at anybody.
Sure.
I'm just asking questions because I'm fucking scrambling at this point because, you know, I just had the rug pulled out on her.
Well, and that's, I'm sure that was in Lummy's mind. Like, hey, he's kind of scrambling because of that and probably not in a good mood because of that. Not that it has anything to do with Lummy, but just, you know.
Yeah, so
But so far, Lummy, like, I've not been abrasive or mad or anything.
I mean, I saw the notice on Friday. I was like, Jesus Christ, just come on. One weekend of not this.
I said, from the studios using our cameras. Yeah, I believe so. We've talked about it before. Now, at this point, I'm just like, you've answered me, yeah, three times.
Well, and two, if you look at your iPhone, when you hit Y, your first thing that it gives you usually is a YEA. H YEA, and then like you got it like we
no,
need
not
to
me.
Do...
I hit Y, and it just says Y.
Well, Mike has a thing, and then you do Y-E, and has first one is yeah, and then yeah. So sometimes, especially that, I'm trying to be quick because I know you don't like waiting for text messages.
Yeah, but you can see the context, the mindset. I'm not in a fucking...
You can wait for one more letter.
What I'm saying, if I said, hey, and you go, hey, Bob, and I go, what the fuck is going on with the water in the back? I pulled in the back, and it's fucking flooded, and I went over there, and now I can understand where you're like, okay, fuck, Bubba, you know. But if I just go, hey, Bubba, do we have the ability to go live on TikTok? I'm not in a, that's not in a rude or aggressive, that's not aggressive at all. I don't think. Do we have the ability to go live on TikTok? You're the TikTok guy, are you not?
Yes.
Okay. And we were just talking about on the air a while back, the numbers and the parameters and all this kind of bullshit about going live. I didn't quite remember what all that was. And so I'm just reaching out to the guy that's the TikTok guy. And that's it. There's nothing in here rude at all.
No, I'm not saying you're rude. I was confused when I read it.
You're confused in life, motherfucker.
But yeah, I totally understand it, and I'm normally, you know, very yes sir. So
yes,
I'm very sorry about that. It's just one of those habits.
It's young person's lazy slang to me that I don't like. I don't like.
No, I totally understand it. You know, that's why I always make sure. When
and
we
I
end
even
a text,
said
I say, thank you.
And I even said I didn't even say listen, motherfucker. I said may I ask a favor?
Mm-hmm.
Like that's.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I'm not like,
yeah, definitely
me,
not dickish.
Yeah, you know, may I ask a favor? I didn't say, hey, stupid fuck, stop using yeah.
You probably would have been better off saying that, by the way.
Probably.
Actually, yes, you probably would have been
less of a mind fuck and more clear.
Yeah, probably.
Yeah.
May I ask a favor? I hate ya. I can see where this is a problem now.
Sure.
Could you please say yes?
Right, meaning. I hate you when you give me these answers. Just tell me just tell me yes, because I want to hear. I want to hear yes. Because
I was
kind of
like,
yeah,
since
Blue
you
said...
were freaked the fuck out, why didn't you say I don't understand what you're talking about?
Well, then I thought
because that never works well.
Yeah, because I actually thought about it. And I go, never mind. Let me just because I was already texting about the whole other thing, the coins and all that stuff. And I'm like, well, let me just hit enter here and see what he says after that. And then you kind of moved on. So I was like, Okay.
So we didn't continue this on the regular show.
No.
I go, how many more do we need? He says another 32,000 to get live paid subscription and gifts. I go, how many do we have now and how many do we need? We have 18,4K and a total of 50K. I said, okay, thank you.
Sure.
Can you make the Skag air check a Google Play gimmick? The file was too big to send. Yeah.
Yeah, I know.
No problem. I should make sure you include the permission to play. He said, I will. I'll send it to your email. He then says, 11:08 yesterday morning, good morning, Bubba. Would it be okay for me to swing by and see the goats at 11:50? I said, yes.
You should have said, yeah.
I said,
yeah.
I said, yes. Thank you, bud. And he said, thank you.
Yeah.
See, I mean, like, you should be able to tell that I'm not mad at you at all.
Mm-mm.
Not at all. Yeah, thank you, bud.
I know. That's when I thought you were in a good mood then, and I was like, okay, everything's working out. Maybe I just missed, and I'm like, okay, let me go to the goats.
You're so fucking stupid.
I know.
I got to say, I, in context, I might have figured it out, but I probably would have read it the same way Lummy did at first.
Yeah. All right. Well,
Lummy, I'm sorry, Bubba.
Just no more yah.
Yeah, no problem.
Yeah.
Yes, it won't happen again.
Reminds me of some, you know, lazy fucking 11th grader.
And next time, it'd probably be better off, Bubba, if you just said, hey, dumbass, stop using yeah.
I'm just going to say, hey, numbnuts, stop answering with yeah. I prefer yes.
That would probably have been better for almost everyone. That would have been better.
Say, can you have Ashley call me, please?
Right.
Yes. I would not say that word.
Yeah.
I probably would have said that too.
I got to tell you, man. I know this is a podcast, and thank you everybody for downloading it. And we're going to start doing more. I actually talked to Tara. I had dinner with Tara on Saturday that I paid for.
You guys were all having Le Burgers.
Yeah, Le Burgers. I would tell you, man, Blitz, if it's really not that expensive. It's pretty damn good food.
Okay.
And it is...
It's vegetarian friendly?
I think they did. I do.
Yeah.
But I got to tell you, if you're into people watching and all these fucks that think they're the who's who of Tampa...
Oh, I could only imagine.
Oh, it's... You know, put on a decent pair of slacks and a button-down shirt, and you and Anna get down there, get like a one of the tables that are against the wall where you're looking like at the bar, and... Oh, man.
I mean, we kind of like going down to that area anyway every now and then. Mm-hmm.
Just don't go during a lightning game.
Oh, that's going down there.
Well, we
either walk or ride our bikes. So.
Okay, if you're walking or riding a bike, you're golden.
Sure.
Straight fucking golden.
Oh, yeah, no, to drive down there during that?
Yeah.
Fuck that.
Yeah, fuck that.
Mm-mm.
They really don't have the traffic situation with the lightning or when they do Gaspar, any event down there.
Well, when they were building that hotel, it was even worse.
Yeah, that's true.
I don't know. Now it's better, but
talking
still.
About downtown Tampa, I don't know where. Although it does look like, and again, I don't mean to be too Tampa specific here, but it does look like they are slowly revitalizing downtown.
Yeah.
I mean, it really does. Now, I mean, it doesn't go much north, or I should say that would that be north, like by the hub and stuff like that, from Amelie?
Yeah.
Like, it doesn't go... much past that little area.
Oh, it's going that way though. Like
it is.
They're tearing down the flower plant if they haven't already.
Like Franklin's. Like you can still see. You can still see a lot of empty store. A lot of
the
empty
crust,
real estate.
Yeah,
like
remember
the old Hammer Jacks?
Yeah.
What?
Well, because I remember.
What did you say? Remember the old Hammer Jacks?
Yes.
Okay, there you go. Remember the old Hammer Jacks?
Yes.
Those two blocks that face each other, are those getting any business?
Yes.
Yes.
Like that with the Crest building, they were talking about redoing that to make it maybe some kind of store or bar, and then build a condo or something like that. A lot of condos are going more north, and once they turn that flower plant down, then you're going to start seeing it because that will connect it too.
Right.
And then the GasX work.
Now, if they would put a ball field down there between where Amelie is and Ybor, that's kind of where it's thinking about going, right?
Yeah,
there in the Port of Tampa kind of area.
They're quickly running out of room if they want to do that, though.
At the GasX building. Well, his plans, he has space for a stadium, the guy that's building the GasX.
Where's the Gas X at?
So do you know like something else you
take
projects?
After you eat Taco Bell?
Beano or Gas X?
Remember the where the pink
Beano.
Projects were?
What?
Between the, you know, the pink projects for the longest time between Channel Side and Ybor?
Like kind of by 22nd?
Yeah.
Right, yes.
Yes.
Yes. Yes. Sorry.
Yes. Yes.
But when you're speaking, I think yeah is okay.
No, it's not.
No, it's not, but it's horrible.
It's bad
we're
habit.
We're gonna start with it being yes.
Yes. Yes. Do you remember the pink? Yes.
Yeah. Yeah. You just said yeah again. Yeah.
I'm getting out of my brain.
You're so fucking lazy.
Yes.
And stupid.
I am.
Yes, I am.
Yes. But between there, it's,
all right. So when I used to go to my club, I take I-4 to 22nd, and there's like a Burger King or a McDonald's or some bullshit right there. Yes. And you're talking about those projects right on the right-hand side?
Yes, and a little farther down, too. They used to be, it's a 50-acre parcel.
Right.
And they're building new residential, new
like
commercial.
Like high-end?
Yes.
Where at, though? Let me...
To the right of all that, like the whole way down.
The right of what? I'm sorry.
He said Burger King, McDonald's.
I-4.
Okay.
Yeah.
So you
yes. God damn it. I will break
and
this.
I'm not trying to trip you up. I'm actually asking because I'm looking at a map right now.
You know, I guarantee your wife's going to appreciate it because it's just to be answered with a yes compared to a yeah is just to be on the receiving end of that. It's just a better sound.
Yes, it is.
Like, you know. I don't know, corporately or when you're trying to speak, you know, correctly, it is, you know, I know I'm somewhat illiterate, but, you know, I always, instead of saying good, I'll say well when appropriate. You know, I never say
more formal language.
I never say seen. I seen that. I always use, you know, saw.
Well, that's just correct grammar.
Yeah, but a lot of people use incorrect grammar.
Word.
You know.
Oh, I know they do.
I mean, it's just. Oh, I hate it too.
Yes. Me too.
I got to tell you, Anna, Yeah.
Yeah.
Yes. I got to tell you, you will fucking rub yourself to the Jesse Smollett deal.
I bet I will. You will. I had another friend recommend it to me as well.
Oh my God. And Blitz,
you'll
like it too.
I'll watch it.
You know what you're going to like about it is to how many of the affluent African Americans called bullshit on him.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, oh, yeah. I mean, like, from the slinging dick police chief to this African-American woman criminal defense attorney who wasn't representing anybody, to this big-time Fox executive who initially I thought was going to be, like, a hometowner and, like, really. There was only one person in the entire documentary that stuck up for Jesse, and it was this girl named Angie somebody, and she's this well-known black activist in Chicago that it complains about everything. Like, fucking everything. Mm. Like, everything. Now, here's what I don't understand. Didn't Rahm Emanuel, is that his name?
Yeah, yep. He was the mayor at the time.
Yeah, but didn't he work for O'Biden? I mean,
Biden?
I'm sorry. For
Biden. The Irish version of Biden?
Yeah.
Oh, Biden.
It's between Barack and Biden, O'Biden.
Yeah. Yep.
Didn't he work for, wasn't he?
I don't know, probably.
No, I think he was.
I have no idea.
Hey, Alexa, did Rahm Emanuel work for Barack Obama?
Sorry, I'm not sure.
What the fuck?
Yeah, me too, bitch.
They worked like together.
No, I thought he worked in his administration.
Mm.
Hey, Alexa, did Rahm Emanuel work for Barack Obama's administration?
Yes, let me think.
Oh, he was a U.S. ambassador.
Yeah, damn it. And White House chief of staff.
Yeah, Anna, he was a chief of staff.
Oh, damn.
So you got Rahm Emanuel, who's the mayor of the time.
Yeah.
He was U.S. ambassador for Biden.
Yeah, but... He was the chief of staff for Barack.
Yeah, from 2003 to 2009.
That's a very high position, is it not?
Yes, it is.
I think it's like the president's right-hand man.
Whoa, you said 2003 to 2009?
What?
What?
What did you say?
What do we?
What were the years?
Did he work for Barack Obama?
No, he's House Representative 2003 to 2009, and 2009 to 2010 he was the chief of staff.
Oh, okay.
And
okay.
He was the mayor of
I got you.
So I remember he went in and been the mayor of Chicago, but most, you know, he went and was the mayor of Chicago after he was, you know, Obama's chief of staff.
Yeah.
So here's what I don't understand. This has all got Michelle Obama written on. Basically, Michelle Obama's her chief of staff or her right hand, Connie Chung, or I forget.
There's an Asian woman in this mix. I remember that.
Yes.
It's not Connie Chung.
It's not Connie Chung, no. But God, what the fuck was it?
It's Margaret Cho.
Is that who it was?
No. It's not Margaret Cho.
Hey, Alexa, who was Michelle Obama's chief of staff?
Here is what I found. From NPR.org, Tina Chin is an attorney
Tina
who spent years as chief
Tina
of staff.
Tina Chin.
Tina Chin.
So Tina Chin was Michelle Obama's first lady has
chief of staff to first
a chief
lady.
Of staff. Yes, yeah. But okay. So hold on, hear me
and
out.
It's
now.
Chin with a T, in case anyone wants to know.
T-C-H-N.
So let me lay this all out. So this Kim Fox.
Yeah.
Kim Fox is this African American woman who's the prosecuting attorney for Cook County, which is where Chicago is located. Tina Chin is really good friends with her, with Kim Fox. They're very close and had correspondence. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Well, Jussie Smollett had performed for the president and Michelle Obama during some kind of fucking White House function, okay? Mm-hmm. So when all this shit's going down and Jussie Smollett's counsel is trying to get him out of trouble and the whole nine yards, they call Tina Chin.
Right.
Tina Chin then calls Kim Fox, and that's where all the charges got reduced, got dropped. You know, all the sweetheart deals that Jussie Smollett got was because of Tina Chin's affiliation with Kim Fox. If you watch the documentary on Fox Nation called Jussie Smollett, something, the making of a hoax or whatever the fuck it's called.
Anatomy of a hoax or something.
So, but here's what I don't understand.
What?
The mayor of the city was Rahm Emanuel. Rahm Emanuel was Barack Obama's chief of staff.
Mm-hmm.
And so, and Rahm Emanuel was with the police chief.
This doesn't add up.
It doesn't.
Mm-hmm.
Because it's like Rahm Emanuel wanted Jussie Smollett fucking prosecuted. He was like, this is bullshit. This is a smear on our city.
Mm-hmm.
This is what Jussie Smollett needs to be held, you know, accountable for what he did. You know, and so Rahm Emanuel, the mayor, and the police chief, what was that black guy's name? That big, big, rugged black
Dwayne,
guy?
Dwayne
Johnson.
Yeah, Dwayne Johnson.
The Rock. So the police chief, this big black guy who was super cool, and Rahm Emanuel, they're all for, let's fucking throw the book at Jussie Smollett. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
Well, Rahm Emanuel, in the overall pecking order of things, don't you think the president's chief of staff is far more influential and a slinging dick than the first lady? The first lady ain't shit in the overall scheme of things. Realistically, politically, I don't think the first lady has any fucking power at all. If you go through the chain of command of, like, if something would happen to the fucking president, the first lady ain't nowhere to be found. The fucking dog catcher has a better chance of running the country than the fucking first lady.
And nor should she. She didn't get elected.
Right.
Did.
Exactly. So the first lady shouldn't even have a fucking chief of staff.
Okay.
She should have somebody that fucking writes some thank you letters to some kids that are fucking in Iowa.
Try to get them thinner, but she can't because we're just a bunch of fat asses.
Right.
Yeah, don't tell that to Dr. Biden.
So, I mean, I could not wrap my head around the fact that Rahm Emanuel was Obama's chief of staff. Tina Chin, who pulled all these favors, were Michelle Obama's chief of staff. I mean, you don't think Rahm Emanuel didn't call Barack and say, listen, motherfucker, your fucking bitch's chief of staff is fucking my shit up. I got this motherfucker that has done some really bad shit smearing my city, trying to make my fucking cops look bad. He fucking, and like, now it would have been different if Rahm Emanuel had, you know, and the police chief were batting heads here. And Rahm Emanuel, because his, but meanwhile, it sounds like Barack didn't try to call any fucking favors in. That no good Michelle did. That fucking bitch.
I think she did.
That's what happened. Yeah.
Yeah. So and so, but because all of the favors that were done came from the Fox. What's her name?
Kim Fox.
I want to keep wanting to say Mary Fox, the chick I tried to fuck that used to live with me.
Oh shit.
Kim Fox. And how did that bitch get reelected? How the fuck did that bitch get reelected, Kim Fox?
I don't know. The fix is in, Bubba.
Was there anybody running against her? Was there anybody running against her?
Paul O'Brien. Who's
that guy?
He got like 35% of the vote, it looks like. Just, I don't know, some jobber.
Anyway,
O'Brien, not Paul O'Brien.
Pat O'Brien. Oh, I want to fuck you, Betsy.
That's 30. He got 39% in 2020.
39%, and she got what?
Like, 54.
What the fuck? Although I did live in Chicago, and it is a great town to live in.
Yeah, fuck that place. I've been there 5 times. I basically lived there. No thanks.
When were you there?
When I lived only a few hours away in Detroit, I'd go to Chicago because that was the safer city. When I was in Detroit.
When you're in Detroit, Chicago's like L.A.
Yeah, it really was. It's like, fuck, let's go to the big city.
Yeah.
Because at least there's more to see in Chicago. It's more of not a historic center. Obviously, Detroit has its history. But Chicago's still like a cool place to live. All the people in Michigan that had a life to live would leave Detroit and go to Chicago and work in the big city. So I'd go visit them.
Yeah, and it's far safer.
I mean, certain areas, yeah, but...
I mean, if you just talk about downtown...
The downtown is much better.
Yeah, if you just talk about downtown, Chicago...
Yeah, there's the downtown, Burberry there. There's no Burberry in downtown Detroit. You know what I mean?
No. If you're just looking at just a straight downtown deal...
Yeah.
You know, Chicago is far. It's only some really bad areas in Chicago.
It's creeping into the main parts of the city. But when I was there in like whatever 14, 15, it was the city was cool as hell. What's the main drag? Lincoln Street,
Michigan Street, Michigan Avenue,
oh, okay.
Michigan Avenue. Then there's Rush Street.
Okay.
And there's State and Lake. You know. Then there's this Streeterville, which is a real affluent, area where Jussie Smollett lived.
Mm-hmm.
But those are the Chicago. If you don't get out too fringy of the downtown metro, it's safe as hell. It's like downtown Tampa.
Yeah,
but
I don't like concrete.
You start getting down by Cabrini Green and all this bullshit, and it gets bad.
Yeah, it's not my vibe. Not my vibe. Can I also make a cinematic recommendation?
Yes, please.
Have you heard of My Policeman? Blitz really wanted to watch it, so we watched it together.
No. Where's it at? First of all, where's it at?
I think it's on Netflix.
Okay, got it.
Mm-hmm.
My Policeman.
Yeah.
Bubba, don't watch this fucking bullshit, man.
How good was it, Blitz?
Hold on. Let me go. Anna, you need to shut the fuck up and let me talk to Blitz. Blitz man code. What the fuck going on?
What's man code, all right? Lots of man code. Man on man code.
Blitz, you wanted to watch this?
Yeah. Fuck no, I didn't want to watch this shit. What are you talking about?
I'm watching this trailer. Are you kidding me, Blitz?
Did you watch My Policeman?
No, she watched it, and I was on my fucking computer. I looked up halfway through, and I said, what the fuck are you watching?
I said, don't look up. Then there was a little bit of, handsy-pansy.
Dick sucking?
Yeah.
A little bit.
There was a lot of it.
I don't know if I want to watch Dick sucking.
Oh, come on, Bob.
No, you don't want to watch it.
Take one for the team.
I don't know if I want to watch Dick.
You need to watch it.
Watch what?
Dick sucking.
I don't want to watch Dick sucking.
How about some butt fucking? It's got it all.
I don't want to watch.
It's about two guys making out.
What, Mary yum, Harry yum, Styles?
Harry Styles.
Why are you into nothing against it? But
I'm just
why
curious.
Are you so into gay guys?
What? Am I?
Yeah.
Oh, I don't know. It's just different. It's new.
You like butt fucking and you like guys kissing.
Well, it's you know what? Even in 2023, sometimes when you see it, it's a little jarring. And I like that. I like to be surprised.
I can show you some jarring shit.
Okay.
But it doesn't involve guys butt fucking.
It's a somewhat popular film, I suppose, but I'm not watching it.
It wasn't a bad film.
It got decent scores on Rotten Tomatoes.
That doesn't look like butt fucking. That looks like a guy's getting ready to fuck a girl.
Exactly. Well, he does both.
Is that Jodie Foster?
I don't think so. It's her doppelganger.
I need to be my wife.
All right, great, man. He's...
Yeah, so this is about where I tuned out, by the way. I was like, oh, this is like regular, just shitty chick flick. I don't care. Like, whatever.
Until.
So I got my laptop out and just started working on the computer, you know, doing
start
some
getting on the black. Start getting on the black web.
Yeah.
Yep, yeah. Super cute. Wait, hold on a second. Plot twist.
This love is all-consuming. I pity people who don't know what it feels like to be this in love. Come with me.
Oh!
Ew!
Just you and I.
He's trying.
I don't mind men being with men.
Exactly. Then why wouldn't you watch it?
Because I don't want to watch it.
Okay. Then don't.
Fine. Just like on the Jesse Smollett, I couldn't really get into this on the other deal, but... Maybe if I was on Rumble only, but yeah. You know, we still got the Facebook with the YouTube kicker,
mm-hmm. Right.
Which keeps us a little filtered. But they said that, I mean, this is part of the documentary where one of the African-American guy who was the Fox executive, and he was in charge of analytics and stuff. They all try to wrap their heads around why would Jesse Smollett do this? Because he was,
what's the motive?
Yeah, like he was, he went from, and I don't know if you know, he was a child actor. He had had a couple, he had a couple other shows he had done.
I didn't know who he was until this happened.
Yeah, that's the thing is, he wasn't the main guy on the Empire.
No, he wasn't. But hold on, listen to me. He wasn't the main guy. He was an ancillary guy that got very popular because he does have some music ability. He kind of has like a John Legend kind of feel about his music.
Is he actually a good singer?
He's not bad. Right. I mean, I'm going to be honest with you.
I'm asking for honesty.
He's really not that bad.
Okay.
And so, he's gay. He's openly gay.
What?
Yes. Jesse Smollett is openly gay.
Oh, right.
And so they are, in the Empire series, they start getting more, and now this is documented by the Fox executive, okay? So the writers start writing more and more men kissing and men holding hands and do this. Now, the show is built around this really strong African-American man and his wife that really run, like, it's kind of like the Tony Soprano of Chicago. Like, he's got an empire, and he runs, it's about a very, very, very powerful, successful, well-connected African-American man and his wife. And Jesse Smollett is an ancillary character, a gay singer that gets more and more popular on the show as just being a gay singer without a lot of fucking around, kissing, touching, PDA, right?
Yeah.
Well, as the seasons wear on, they write Jesse, and again, this isn't my opinion, this is part of the documentary. And they start writing him in into doing more on-screen gay stuff. And so the Fox executive, African-American man, the Fox executive's like, he's the one that's in charge of the feedback.
Mm.
And he's like, we're getting feedback saying, I don't want to see, every time I watch Empire, I have to watch Jesse Smollett making out with a guy or in bed with a guy, and a little bit of it's okay, but it's turned into, a lot of it. God damn, what the fuck? For being 118 pounds, you fucking sneeze like a 400-pound trucker. My Lord.
Sorry.
God damn, do your fucking intestines come out?
Oh,
just about.
Jesus.
Oh,
do
course.
You have a way to quell that at all?
Muffler it,
if you will. Put a pair of pantyhose over your fucking face or something. Jesus Christ. So this Fox executive, this black guy, is like, man, I'm getting all this feedback saying, man, we got to watch Jesse fucking kiss another guy. They start getting all this feedback as to they don't like how much it is. And so everybody starts speculating that one of the reasons why Jesse Smollett did this was because he felt as if he was losing, they were losing massive amount of, they were declining in viewership. And it might have been just the show had ran its course, but a lot of it was being blamed on the amount of guy-on-guy interaction.
Yeah,
and you got to understand, and the guy said, the black guy who was a former executive at Fox, he's like, we're in L.A., and a lot of people are in New York. He goes, but the people from Des Moines, Iowa, and Idaho, and they don't like this shit.
Mm-hmm.
Well, and he's like, you know, we have to understand that both coasts, there's a whole bunch of people that live in the middle that don't like this shit.
There was reports, too, that what they were planning on doing was similar to what Tim Allen did from Last Man Standing, which was on CBS, and they started getting a little too right-wing for CBS, so they left and went to Fox. Empire was talking about leaving Fox and going to NBC-CBS. Mm-hmm. So they wanted to kind of almost make a, you know, big highlight, you know, step forward.
So they, when you see it, man, Jesse Smollett, like, is an asshole. He's a complete
asshole.
He's a complete fucking asshole.
Well, yeah.
And if he had just, you know, this whole thing was to try to position himself as a martyr. And you know what pisses me off more than anything? And the two black guys, the brothers, they're the best. They're the absolute best.
Hilarious.
They're like, man, they're like, well, why do you think that he got two black guys to play this role instead of two white guys? And the one guy goes, man, because two white guys wouldn't do this shit. Or and then he said, not for $3,500, they wouldn't.
Mm-hmm.
We're the only two motherfuckers that would do it. They were hilarious. They're the only... When it finally went to a special prosecutor and, you know, it was an unbiased, you know, not Kim Fox decision, you know, the jury didn't buy any of the bull. And it ended up being, who did they believe, the brothers or Jesse Smollett? And one of the WGN television reporters says, I'm going to be honest with you, the brothers absolutely had believable testimony. Now, they're horrible. They're horrible actors. But they came across very truthful and trustworthy, and Jesse Smollett is an unbelievable actor, and it came across contrived and not, you know, not believable.
Did they say how Jesse found them?
They were friends.
Okay.
And then so listen to this. So the one, there's a thicker one, and then there's a thinner, taller one, and Jesse knew the thinner, taller one.
Mm.
And Jesse, as a now the thinner, taller one, it's my opinion, never fucked around with Jesse. Okay, he just didn't come across as a guy that was gay or bi or anything mm-hmm. like that. Like it didn't. He didn't. But Jesse, when he got on the stand, threw the motherfucker under the bus and was like, yeah, we kissed and we masturbated and all this kind of shit. And the black guy goes. They turn and go, man, for real? You gotta go out like that? And like he was like, for real? You're gonna play the fucking gay card on me? Like he got kind of mad about the deal.
So I guess he's appealing his.
Yeah. So it's still hold on. It's
yeah, they're still going through all of it.
It's still going on.
Oh my god.
So he was given this fucking slinging ass dick judge, who I love by the way. When the special prosecutor finally got. It sorted out and prosecuted it without a Kim Fox, without any of her tethers or, you know, any of her touch in it. The judge and the jury found Jesse Smollett, whatever the fuck you want to call him, guilty on 5 of 6 counts of like fraud, you know, just whatever the fuck. And the judge sentenced him. First of all, the one thing I loved, Blitz, is the judge said, you're going to first repay back the city of Chicago $125,000.
For the investigation.
For the investigation and the amount of overtime that it cost for, you know, which I loved. And he goes, secondly, you're going to pay a $25,000 fine, which is the maximum fine allowed. And then thirdly, and this was got everybody. You're going to spend 150 jail days in jail in the Cook County jail facility.
Right.
And everybody was like, whoa, that's way heavy fucking handed. But nonetheless, so Smollett, it shows him like going into the, like getting his prison shirt and getting thrown in a cell and everything. And then it ends with six days into Jesse Smollett's 150-day sentence, he was abruptly released in the middle of the night. Because Kim Fox came in and got shit done again. So the fuck is up with Michelle Obama?
So what do you do? Just community service?
Well, he went and did community service and made a donation to the city of Chicago when they dropped the charges the first time. They're like, based on Jesse's community service and $15,000 fucking bond or whatever, we're going to drop
$10,000 bond.
$10,000 bond, we're going to drop all charges. My favorite spring cleaning takeaway is the post-clean clarity you get when you're talking through Mint Mobile. I mean, I can't believe that I've been living some other life with all this scratchy mobile when I can get crystal clear and the best mobile through Mint Mobile. And I can do it all for $15 a month when you purchase a three-month plan. I can afford this. How much have I been paying on my other plan? Probably getting gouged. But it's time to switch to Mint Mobile and get unlimited talk, text, and data for $15 a month. Say bye-bye to your overpriced wireless plan. I mean, I'm talking jaw-dropping monthly bills and unexpected overages. Say goodbye to all that nonsense. Mint Mobile is here to rescue you with a premium wireless plan starting at $15 a month. All plans come with high-speed data and unlimited talk and text delivered on the largest 5G network. Use your own phone with any Mint Mobile plan and bring your phone number along with all your existing contacts. Ditch overpriced wireless with Mint Mobile's limited time deal and get 3 months of premium wireless service for $15 a month. To get this new customer offer and your 3 month unlimited wireless plan for just $15 a month, go to mintmobile.com/Bubba. That's mintmobile.com/BUBBA. Cut your wireless bill to $15 a month at mintmobile.com/Bubba. $45 upfront payment required, equivalent to $15 a month. New customers on first 3 month plan only. Speed slower above 40 gigabytes on unlimited plans. Additional taxes, fees, and restrictions apply. See Mint Mobile for details.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/Wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/Wondery.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
That's when all shit hit the fan. And his neighbors and shit were all like, this motherfucker did it. Like, everybody thinks he did it. Only one black girl didn't think that he did it. And she was like, she's some chick that fucking complains about everything.
Yep.
You know who I liked the most was the police chief. The black police chief was a fucking stud.
He's always been cool about it.
Yeah.
He was pissed.
His name is Ronald Johnson.
Oh, he's full hot on it.
He was pissed when they didn't do anything, basically.
Oh, yeah. He was so fucking hot on the deal. So anyway, you'll blow through all five. You'll blow through all five episodes.
I downloaded them, by the way. I have them.
Excellent.
No problem. You guys can. Maybe you can give Blitz a slow jerk with some coconut oil while you're watching
That's
it.
The plan.
Yeah, instead of watching fucking
Happy
my police
birthday.
Name, Blitz.
Yeah, five episodes.
Blitz, I can't believe you watched this movie.
Yeah, hold on.
I didn't.
Idea.
Blitz, your man card's officially.
Bitch, I didn't watch this shit.
She said it earlier.
You're
on
revoked,
this show.
Man. You know what? Your man card's put on notice immediately if you watch more than 1 second of this shit.
If I watch this, I would.
You better
turn
been
my
watching drone footage
about?
Or some shit that you like.
Actually, I was looking up stuff about Rumble and streaming and all
yeah,
that.
Yeah,
exactly.
I was doing. Perfect.
That's what I was
Instead
doing.
Instead of this shit.
What?
If Merch Crick turned to me and I said, "Are you fucking kidding me? You need to go home."
That's what I. That's exactly what
yeah,
I told her.
Yeah, he did say that, and I said, "I am home."
Last night, I said, "Bitch, if you put that kind of shit on again, you're going home.
You're going home."
That's exactly what I said to her.
Locks changed.
That's exactly what I said.
Prepaid
yesterday.
Uber, bitch.
Oh, did you
take
know,
a Gus in for collateral?
Did you know supposedly Eddie Johnson retired early. I guess they supposedly found him asleep in his car.
Who?
Eddie Johnson, the police chief.
Oh.
That's why he retired early.
Who gives a fuck if he's a goddamn chief? He wants to be asleep in his fucking car. It ain't like he's out there patrol. The chief doesn't patrol. The chief fucking, you know,
sleeps.
Leads. Oh. He leads.
He sleeps.
Who gives a fuck if he's sleeping?
Well, you know, Mayor Lightfoot.
The problem is he didn't have Rahm Emanuel.
Anyway.
He didn't have Rahm Emanuel there to fucking save him. She listen, who's worse than Kim Fox? Lori Light fucking Foot.
Well, she's out. She's done. She's
fucking
done.
Bitch.
Love. Come with me. Just you and I.
He's trying to destroy our marriage.
They're hiding.
Why are you watching this shit, man?
Blitz, I want to see just
He's
how
captivated
bad.
Captivated by it like me.
I just want to watch
we'll
it.
Watch it, Bob.
How
I'll
fucking
watch
stupid
it, with you.
It is. How stupid it is.
Know nothing about being married to
Stop telling me what I'm supposed to think about it.
Now, Blitz, let me ask you a question. On Rumble, can we use some of the language that used to get us in trouble?
I would advise against it.
Okay. All right. Because, I mean, I got some of the old shit we could put up there, you know?
Yeah, I know. I would advise against it.
All right. Has anybody been canceled from Rumble? Because we might be the first.
The free speech. Canceled from Rumble.
Rumble, uncancelable. Well, until Bubba got on here and... Had two.
Hold my bear.
He was always in your life, in our lives.
So, Anna, they grow old, fucking each other behind Mama's back, or Mama knows all along?
Okay.
First of all, let me just tell you this. Let me just stop you. Mm. I'm not watching this show, so I would prefer you just to tell me about it.
All right.
Okay.
So, there are three friends, but basically, they're having a relationship through her. So
hold on. There's three friends. There's
Harry
two,
Styles
there's two,
is the main guy. He's the policeman.
Okay.
And then there's this other guy who's he's gay as fuck, and he likes Harry Styles, who's the policeman. Now Harry Styles is like he's gay, but he's like closeted gay. He's not outwardly gay. No one knows he's gay. So he gets that chick as like a beard, and she's like a really sweet person. And then the guy who he likes. It, like, befriends her as well. So the three of them always hang out, and it's a way for them to have this homosexual relationship, like, via her. It's weird. So anyways.
No, hold on.
Yeah.
So they're allowed to fuck each other.
No.
What, now, what
she doesn't
year,
know about
what
it.
Year was this supposedly taking place?
In the 50s.
Okay.
In the late 50s. When
being
gay
I knew
was
it was, like,
cool.
Older. I just couldn't, I couldn't tell when.
So, again, they're obviously... younger in some of the movie, and that's in the 50s when being gay was not cool.
But one dude was married to that chick, right?
Yeah, they get married.
All right.
Yeah, but they're still fooling around. So finally she catches him, you know, in the shed, like just being romantic, and she freaks out.
Blowing each other?
No, they're just like holding each other romantically. It was very obvious.
If I was gay, I ain't holding them. Suck my dick.
Right. Well, they were probably just
Be
either doing
if
that.
If you and I are gay, regardless of who's doing what, I'm not going to fucking hold you.
Right.
I'm either going to suck your dick or you're going to suck my dick.
Exactly.
Okay? Because that's where we're trying to go with
this. Well, this may have been like a post-cuddle dick sucking deal.
No, we're not doing any of that either.
And as Lemmy would say, yeah.
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 Like, Lemmy, if we were gay, you'd suck my dick.
Yes, yeah. I would.
Yeah.
I would.
Dick right down,
I'm not going to be holding you and your big old fucking hairy ass. When I hold you, I can't even hold you because you're so goddamn big. It's like it's holding a fucking gorilla.
Yes, Bubba, I'd have to hold you.
Yeah, you'd have to hold me.
Yes.
And then I look like a bitch, you holding me, when you're the one sucking my dick.
Yes, I'm sucking your dick and then holding you.
Yeah, fuck that.
Because I gobble your dick down.
The only thing you're doing is gobbling my dick down with me, with my hand in the back of your fucking head, profusely face-fucking you, till I nut into your mouth, and then make you swallow. Swallow it.
Yes.
Swallow it.
Yes, I will swallow it.
All right, continue on, Anna. Sorry, I didn't mean to hijack the Willie.
Okay.
Swallow my dick.
That's episode two.
Get those balls, too. Get those balls. I like ball play, Lemmy. Put those big fucking... Although my balls may look teeny tiny in your big hands. Man, my balls look small compared to you with your big fucking hands.
Yes,
thank God the merch crick's got small little baby hands. My balls look big as fuck in her hands. My balls would look like little eraser tips in your hands, Lemmy.
Oh, fucking
caveman-looking motherfucker. Hey, anyway, honest, so sorry. So these two dudes are cuddling in the shed. Old girl comes out.
She peeps in the shed. She sees what's going on. She's kind of suspected it up until that point. Now it's confirmed. Then they decided to go on vacation together. And by they, I mean the two boys go on vacation. And she always wanted to go to Milan or whatever, somewhere in Italy. And then they go together without her because they want to fuck.
Oh my God, is this Brokeback Mountain been the 50s in England?
Yeah.
Didn't
pretty
they
much.
Fucking go on some trip
pretty
or some shit?
Much. So, old girl so gets they, pissed.
Right? So, okay. Hold on. So, Brit 1 and Brit 2, who are fucking behind yeah. old girl Brit's back, decide to go on vacation
yeah.
and, together.
And old girl gets mad because she knows what's going down. She knows that they're fucking. So, she writes an anonymous letter to
the editor. My husband is fucking.
No, to wherever the gay dude, not her husband, the gay dude works. It's like a museum, an art museum. So she writes.
Who doesn't like gay guys?
Well, they're just like, hey, you have a sexual pervert working for you. You might want to follow up on that. So he gets arrested. He gets put in jail. He gets beat up.
Hold on. Oh, because back in the 50s, you right. couldn't suck
it. Oh, I didn't see any of this. Thank
yeah,
God.
So he gets.
But
so he
said,
gets,
hey, fast forward to the gay guy getting beat up.
Yeah.
I'll go with it.
Oh, no. I don't agree with that. I just don't want to see the movie.
Yeah.
No, so, but if you were to watch the movie Blitz, you might want to, you know.
No, he doesn't.
No, I don't. I'm not for
he's,
that,
he's
man.
Not for violence.
No. People can do what they want.
I'm not saying you want a gay guy to get beat up.
Tell me about the rest of the movie.
I just know you like watching people get arrested.
Sure.
You know, okay, Cops is go. Back on Fox.
Yeah, there you go. Blitz
bad
is going to watch Cops
boys.
On Friday.
I
fuck know, it.
I love it.
All right, Anna, continue on.
Okay, so she writes this anonymous letter, and...
Now, back in the 50s, would they really, if you were gay and just
know,
sucking
Bob's...
a little dick, would they come beat you up?
Probably. Sexual pervert. I don't know.
The dick was.
Yeah, exactly. So I don't know. Anyways, he goes to jail. They don't see each other forever.
Jail? Under what charges? Sucking dick?
Yeah, he's a sexual pervert.
Did the guy actually write a fucking ticket? You're going to jail, first degree dick sucking.
Yeah, pretty much. Okay. So anyways,
premeditated.
Fast forward 50 years.
Premeditated first degree dick sucking.
Pretty much.
Sir, you have the right to remain silent.
What I do?
Or you can put this dick in your mouth.
Yummy.
Dick in the mouth.
All right, go ahead, Anna. So sorry.
So fast forward 50 years, the gay guy
is... Fast forward 50 years?
Yeah.
Okay.
Fast forward 50 years, the gay guy is...
Out of dick-sucking prison.
Yeah, and he just had a stroke, and no one will take care of him because he has no family, he has no friends.
Mm-hmm.
So
because
old girl...
Because you know why?
Why?
Because he just got out of prison for sucking dick.
Right.
Okay.
So old girl hears about it, and she feels so bad that she decided to turn this guy in that she starts taking care of him when they're in their, like, 60s and 70s.
But he doesn't know that... She's the one that turned him into the dirty sick.
No, we
dick
find that
place.
Out right at the end.
Oh, hold on, let me just see her.
She sucks.
Does she at least give him a courtesy or I turned you in and made you? How
she
long,
tells her husband.
How long did he have to stay in prison?
I don't know, a few years, but obviously they lost touch.
This is such a chick flick.
It is. I loved it.
It's not a wonder you didn't come to work with a black eye today.
What?
You got heavy concealer on right now?
Yes.
My policeman.
Anyways, she ends up leaving at the end and
anyway,
they get
dude.
Back together.
Now, hold on.
Yeah.
Who gets back? Oh, so
the two
she,
good guys. She's
so
like,
she
you never loved me. It's okay. I didn't mean to cock block. I turned him in all those years ago. Oh, and by the way, she's reading old man's diary. So the old guy that has a stroke, gay guy, you know, the gay guy who's flamboyant. Who
the
tried,
artist guy?
Yeah, the artist. He wrote a diary. So she's reading this motherfucking diary 60 years later or whatever. And then it's, you know, the plot takes you back to... The 50s, and then it goes back and forth to present day, to the 50s, to present day, the 50s.
I just don't understand how sucking dick was a crime back in the 50s.
It was, Bubs.
Why?
It was in England anyhow. Who knows?
I never said it was right. It's just that's how it was.
I bet you wasn't. I bet you sucking dick wasn't illegal in America.
I bet you it was.
Let me ask Alexa. Hey, Alexa, was being gay illegal in the 50s in America?
Sorry, I don't know that.
Let me Bing.
Let me Bing is looking up.
Hey, Alexa. Sucking a man's dick back in 1955, was that illegal?
I mean, well, we did have a bunch of sodomy
sorry,
laws.
I was about to say, yeah, there's still 12 states still ban sodomy a decade after court ruling.
Who's that?
Sodomy.
Sodomy?
No. Who? I know what sodomy is.
Yeah.
What states should I not get head in?
It looks like Montana, Virginia, Louisiana. Oh, remain on the books. Now, this is 2014. Alabama, Florida, Idaho, Kansas.
Florida!
Yeah. Mississippi, North Carolina, Oklahoma, South Carolina,
now, is
Texas,
sodomy butt-fucking and dit-sucking?
Yes. Technically, sodomy is any sort of sexual act that doesn't lead to reproduction.
Well, sodomy laws prohibit oral and anal sex.
Yeah, but that's, it could even laws. Be masturbation, technically.
How about like a nice, warm coconut, you know, gritty handy?
And I believe in the Bible, that's sodomy, but
oh,
not,
fuck the Bible.
Not in the law.
Sodomy definition. Sexual intercourse involving anal or oral copulation.
Sodomy.
I'll look that up.
And most of those laws were put in place so that they could then harass.
That's what
gay
they did in
lesbians.
Louisiana in 2003, yeah. It looks like. They did a sting
when's
operation
the last
on
person,
some gay.
When's the last time a person got arrested for sodomy?
I think
my wife was sucking my dick.
Of adult age people?
Yeah.
I don't know.
Of like over 18.
Because they use it a lot for underage stuff.
Which I understand, man. I throw the book at those, at the people that are, well, not underage on an underage, like two 16-year-olds, but yeah. Like.
Right.
You know, 26-year-old that's fucking around with a 15-year-old. I'm going to get you with some sodomy. Here.
Law of relating to any sexual contact other than heterosexual vaginal intercourse.
What if I'm titty fucking her or butt fucking
that's
her?
That's sodomy, apparently.
Well, titty fucking and butt fucking?
I don't know, Bobs.
There's, I mean, we all create, then every one of us are creating sodomy every weekend.
2018, it looks like. A 20-year-old was arrested after having oral sex with a 16-year-old male in a Georgia hotel room.
Is that male on male?
Yeah.
Seems to be like they're cooler on sodomy when it comes to opposite
sex. Oh, yeah, no, that's
sex.
Most of those laws were made so that they could then arrest people who were gay.
And it looks like a lot in Georgia, because in 2009, an officer observed a man, Michael Hartwick, having sex with another man in his bedroom.
In his bedroom?
Yeah.
Hold on. How old were they?
Looks like they were of age. They just said over 21 in the
some states. In some states that have those laws, they exclude if you're married. So, like, you could do whatever
man,
you want if you're married.
You know why I'm taking that time? You know why I'm arresting you two homos? What? Because I caught you butt fucking in the privacy of your own home.
And that used to happen.
What? Yep. I was peeking through the window here. I know you guys are both 22 and you like each other, but. You guys are both boys, and that guy's wiener was in your butthole, and I'm taking you guys both in right now.
Oh, no.
But we were in the privacy of my own bedroom. Don't matter. I can see through it. I'm a guy. Well, we're going to get you for window peeping. Good luck.
Yeah, it looks like in 2013 in Louisiana, cops would sit in unmarked cars and proposition men for sex, and then when the men agreed, they would arrest
them. Hey, Denzel
them.
Used to do that.
He did. This is this one time Denzel calls me up, right? He goes, hey, babe. I go, what's going on? He goes, man, it's fucked up. I go, what do you mean? He goes, man, I'm on this fucking detail where I got to wear these short shorts. listen to this.
Like in fucking Reno 911?
Yeah, listen. So there is this one park, Deming Park, and it was really a nice park. And it was, you know, where you could take your kid, and they had like a frisbee golf course, and they had a community pool, and they had a dog park, and they had trails, and they had, like, it was a really fucking nice park. Mm-hmm. It really was. It was within Terre Haute, it was probably the nicest park. And there were some really nice residential homes that were built all around the park, and it was huge. The park was huge, and it was just so fucking beautiful, and they had, like, these permanent shelters that you could have like your family reunion and weddings, and it was the best. But the gays started gay men started like, you know, sucking dick in the park at night.
Nice.
And so the mayor and the police chief were all about, man, we can't have our premier park. You know, this is our premier park. It cannot get the reputation of this, because it's going to run family, you know, it's just not family friendly, and that's what our park's all about, you know. So they had this sting go on where these cops had to wear like these tight booty shorts and ride their bikes up and down the trail until men propositioned them, and then if men would proposition them, they would literally fucking jump on them and arrest them. So Denzel's like, man. And Denzel was in the task force. So the task force could be like the drug task force or the prostitution task force. It's whatever, you know. Usually it was drugs like methamphetamine and shit like that. So they didn't even really give a fuck about weed back then. They wanted crack and methamphetamine and all that bullshit. So the chief comes into the drug guys unit. You know, they're all, now the people that do the drugs, usually the drug task force is not at, they're stationed somewhere other than the police station. Because they're all undercover and they don't, you know, want people seeing their cars parked in the parking lot of the police station. So, like, the Tampa Drug Task Force, as a matter of fact, is right over there. Literally, you know, Cat, you know where I'm talking about.
Exactly, yeah.
When Trace and Colton used to go out back and smoke weed, the Drug Task Force dogs would be going crazy. And one time the drug task force goes, we know you guys are over there smoking weed. And I said, I think my guys have their card. And he goes, listen, we don't give a fuck about somebody smoking a joint.
No.
We're worried about people, you know, importing 5,000 pounds of marijuana. And
especially nowadays, if you go anywhere in the city, all you do is smell weed everywhere.
Right. We were actually driving to dinner on Saturday night, and there was somebody we were following in a car that was blazing. And my mom goes, Baba, do you got weed with you? And I go, no, Mom, I don't have any fucking weed. She goes, Tariq, do you got any weed? And I go, Mom, we don't have any fucking weed. She goes, well, all I can do is smell weed. I'm like, well, it's the guys in front of us.
Yeah, you go up and down Riverwalk and the parks, and all you do is smell weed.
So anyway, the police chief came in to and like was it was like everybody in the drug task force had to be at the drug task force like at noon on a Monday because the chief never came down there ever. They were like, you know, 5 miles away in this little undercover building, and the chief never went there. So Denzel's like, man, the chief came down and said that me and Greg Ferency, rest in peace, Greg Ferency, have to wear booty shorts and try to get homosexual men to proposition us so we can arrest him. So Denzel had to get a 10-speed bicycle and put on these fucking tight shorts with this tank top and run up and down and act like he was fucking interested in these dudes and literally would be arresting like 3 or 4 dudes a day for propositioning to suck his dick. So, I mean, you know. Yeah, that's my story. I don't know if I was supposed to be saying that or not. But I don't know if I would want to do that or not, right? Hey, big boy, I want to suck your dick. Oh, hold on. What?
Look, you got to do what you got to do to keep the parks clean, man.
You do.
But.
And Denzel did say, man, it took about 3 weeks of them doing that, and then word got out to the dick-sucking community.
Absolutely.
Don't go to Dimming because they got fucking and it remedied the situation.
There you go.
So, you know, sometimes it's a dirty game, ain't it?
Sure is.
I mean, I'd send you down there all fucking booty shorted out.
Oh, they'd like big bears.
Big bear.
Yeah.
I'd actually have you wear a shirt that says, I'm a bear.
Let me just get raped.
Yeah. Let me be like, I want to arrest you, but this feels so good. this is what my wife does, but I've never had it from a real man before.
He would just be saying,
you have the right to remain silent. You have the right to remain silent or keep my dick in your mouth, one or the two. I think I'm going to come. After I come, I'm going to arrest you.
All right, I'll see you tomorrow.
I need to gather further evidence on this guy. He's going to meet me back tomorrow at 2 o'clock.
Isn't that what they did with the strip clubs?
What's that?
Didn't that happen a lot with the strip clubs?
Well, when like the Bob Buckhorn,
the 6 foot rule,
yeah. When Bob Buckhorn was the fucking bullshit county commissioner or city commissioner here in Tampa, and they came up with the 6 foot dance ordinance. Remember, when did that last? About 6 months?
Yeah. I think it was longer than that, but not, yeah,
was
wasn't,
it
wasn't.
Right, maybe when they
shot it the fuck down. I think all the strip club owners really kind of like hired Luke LaRoe, and Luke LaRoe sued the city like excessively. And the city finally gave up. Like, we can't. Well, the thing about it is they were sending cops undercover.
I know.
To go get their dicks rubbed.
Yeah.
Like, yeah. And so the cops would be like, you know, if a woman would get like, you know, 4 foot 3 inches, oh, ma'am, put your hand behind your back. Get too far, the fuck out of here. Remember, they were like, the 6 foot ordinance is so that you cannot transfer STDs. Man, if a dude's got an STD or a woman's got an STD that's so powerful that can go through her panties, through my jeans, through my underwear, and through my shorts, fuck, we got bigger problems than that.
Yeah.
Right? I mean, isn't STDs usually like transferred only on skin on skin. I don't know that STDs can jump through your jeans and through your underwear and through her panties.
Probably not.
Probably not.
It's usually, I mean, like
maybe if you had them on your fingers or you had like a fever blister on your mouth or something like that. Maybe
sores.
But not
usually
from
has
a
to be contact.
Yeah, it has to be some type of skin on skin deal.
Yeah.
So Tampa, I think, was probably one of the only large cities that had some stupid fucking rule. And isn't Tampa, for the most part, noted as being one of the most user-friendly strip club cities in America?
It definitely used to be.
I think it still is. So, Anna, I'm not going to watch The Policeman.
Okay.
Did you watch the whole thing?
Sure did. Start to finish. Cover to cover.
Did you cry?
I thought you said, did you come? did you cry? No.
Did you come?
No and no. No and no to both.
When's the last time you cried?
I don't know. Maybe during a sad song. Not of recent memory.
Sad songs will make you cry?
Oh, yeah.
Really?
Yeah. Sad songs say so much.
Like a song on the radio will make you cry?
Sometimes.
Because why? Because it's
in the right state of mind.
Because of the meaning of the song or because of where you were when the song first came out?
It could be anything. Or it could just be like, I'm not feeling good about whatever, and it hits a chord, and I just start crying. Not like blubbering, but, you know, maybe just like one solo crocodile tear. Nothing big. Just I'm alone in my car and Gus. Don't tell anybody about
it. Does Gus know you're crying?
Oh, yeah. He knows everything.
Gus, do you talk to Gus?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
We're
best buds. Absolutely.
Like, what would you say? Hey, Gus, man, today really fucking sucked,
yeah,
buddy.
Today sucks, man. Today's great.
Can you just get me to my place, buddy?
He always does.
That's how I talk to my cars. Come on, please just make it. Just make it, please.
Please just start.
Yeah.
Please fucking BMW.
I start with please just start, and then I'm like, okay, good. That's a good sign. Now go into gear. Okay,
all
good.
Right, there we go. Now listen, let me see if I can get you going a little bit. There we go. We're doing good, buddy.
Yeah, I talked to my cars the whole way.
Now let's see if you can stop. I gotta stop. Stop for me, buddy. Yeah, no problem. Does anybody really think that Trump's going to get arrested? And if that happens, is that going to be an absolute fucking shit show?
Supposedly he's like trying to set up another January 6th type deal. I don't know.
No, that's what they're saying. He just said, you know, come out and peacefully protest this.
He did not say that.
He did. He said
No, he didn't.
First of all, you know what he needs.
He did not say peacefully protest.
Okay. Did he say protest?
Yeah, he said come out and protest. He
did
not
say peacefully protest.
No, there was no peaceful anywhere.
What he needs to do
in January 6th?
What he needs to do is he needs to say, listen. I think people would have more respect for Trump as a potential leader or a former leader or whatever the fuck he's going to be or has been or what he wants to be and say, listen, I am trumped up on some bullshit charges that the fucking Attorney General of New York has against me, and this is all political, and if I'm indicted for whatever fucking bullshit reason, I will go up there as a man. And I will stand, you know, I don't need anybody protesting. Now, Blitz, motherfuckers are going to protest, okay?
Right.
Motherfuckers are going to protest.
And he wants them to.
Right, but he has to say, listen, I got to tell you. Now, if he would say this, I got to tell you that protesting and doing anything that was January 6th-like is not the answer here. The answer is, hopefully, justice will prevail and the right people will understand that this is a bunch of bullshit. But I'm telling you right now, no means yes, deep down. So superficially, please be peaceful. Please do not protest. Please let me go there and address this without any distractions. And a huge distraction would be if you guys start doing some stupid shit. It's going to be a distraction and it's not going to help. So please, please do not protest. Motherfuckers, people are like, man, that's Donald Trump right now giving us a message to go fucking crazy. So me and Blitz and Glummy, we're going to go up there and fucking go crazy. Right? Then Blitz, he can then say,
sure.
Hey, I went on every fucking talk show I knew and on my Twitter that I got back that I didn't, that I got back and on Rumble and all.
Oh, I did something over the weekend. I'll tell you about later that might help get that back. But
oh,
we'll
nice.
See. Yeah.
But Blitz, every platform he has, he throws out there, please remain calm and be a gentleman about this because we'll get through this. If he did that, then he could say, motherfuckers could go crazy and protest. Could he not say, I got ahead of this and told people do not do that? and they couldn't put it on him.
Well, hold on. So what he said was in the January 6th thing that he said to peacefully march and let your voice be heard.
Yes, for the January 6th thing.
But they that didn't count, obviously, Bubba.
So since the January, since they don't listen, right?
Yeah.
If he said for January 6th, peacefully march and let your voice be heard, and that turned into January 6th, then you know that motherfuckers don't listen to you, and they're going to do what the fuck they want. So now you got to insulate yourself further by saying, do not protest. Please remain calm, and let's let justice figure this out. Now, there's no fucking wiggle room there with anybody being able to say that he said protest, right?
His issue is he's got way less followers now than he did during that.
I know.
So
I know.
If he actually comes out and says don't do anything, they might not do anything, and that's not what he wants.
Well, but then he looks better
sure.
to the authorities who think that these fucking wild fucks are going to go crazy.
Yeah.
And then he could say, he could take responsibility, saying, see, I asked them not to do it, and they've learned from the January 6th shit not to do it, and they didn't do it.
I think what he's worried about, though, is if they don't come out, then they're just, basically, it's like no one cares, and they're letting them do whatever.
But he can't win for this.
I know that.
But being less popular, because he's so fucking, such a narcissist, being less popular and having nobody protest and not a shitstorm is going to end up working him out better for you than, you know, fucking 350 motherfuckers outside the courthouse steps burning flags and fucking getting arrested and throwing rocks and doing bullshit. Because they're going to be able to say, see, motherfucker, and he did somewhat incite it. What did he say? What did he officially say if he gets arraigned? Or indicted. I mean, what has he said with regards to protesting or letting your voice be heard? What has he said?
On Truth, I don't know.
This is one of them I'm sending to you.
He goes on there a lot and just spews.
This
shit.
Is his one, because I'm looking at the News Week.
Our nation is now third world and dying. The American dream is dead. The radical left and what's that? How do you say that, Anna?
I can't see it.
Anarchists?
Anarchists? Okay. Yeah.
Have stolen our presidential election, and with it, the heart of our country. American patriots are being arrested and held in captivity like animals. While criminals and leftist thugs are allowed to roam the streets, killing and burning with no retribution. Millions are flooding through our open borders, many from prisons and mental institutions. Crime and inflation are destroying our very way of life. Okay, well, that's not saying do anything. That's just fact. That's fact. People like Kim Fox and shit are letting thugs and bad people out of prisons, and they are rolling up and down. Look at Chicago's murder. This doesn't say, because of all of this shit I said earlier, take up and start fucking protesting and knocking some skulls in. He doesn't say any of that.
No, he definitely does not. But he, if you look on Truth, I mean, he's literally on there all the time.
Yeah, I'm looking at his Truth now, because I don't think you can go on there without having an account.
Yeah, you can.
You can?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Is Truth his?
Yes.
It's like his Twitter.
Here, I'll send you the link.
He got his Twitter back, did he not? We're the only motherfuckers that didn't get the Twitter back. Worse than Donald Trump.
He like half his posts are in all caps. It's so hard to read.
There was no misdemeanor here either. There was no crime, period. All other, you know what?
If you scroll, you don't have to read it. Just scroll and scroll and scroll, and you see all the stuff.
Yeah, I'm out of here. I'm out of here.
So he's on there a lot.
Yeah. Well.
And I don't say I disagree with most of what he says, but.
I agree with most of what he says, to be honest with you. I just think that if he could just fucking, here's the thing. I like him a little bit. I like him less now than I did.
Yeah.
But
I think we're all just sick of hearing about him.
I'm tired. I'm trumped out. And you know what I need? A change of Trump scenery. And so he needs to switch it the fuck up. He needs to start baby facing.
I think it's too late for that.
He just needs to disappear.
Not baby facing so that you look like a pussy, but just baby facing.
That's what he considers baby facing to be.
Is looking like a pussy?
Yes.
Right. Is being a loser. A loser.
And he's almost in it too deep to start doing that now.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, okay, so his second one, it says.
You read it to me. I'm tired of looking at that shit.
I'll skip over most of it.
Can you read?
Yeah.
Can you read?
She dropped something. I'm sorry.
Can you read?
Yes. The United States.
You said yeah earlier.
I'm sorry.
Can you read?
Yes.
Okay.
The former president of the United States of America.
We got him so fucked up in the head.
It's
pathetic.
He hates you, Lummy.
Yeah, I know.
Hates
ya.
Yes. Yeah.
I will be arrested on Tuesday of next week. Protest.
This
take
is from
our nation
him?
Back. Yes.
This is from him.
Yes.
I will be arrested Tuesday of next week.
Protest. Take our nation back.
Right. Now, let me ask you a question. Procedurally, when they arrest him, how does that go? Do they go to Mar-a-Lago? Does he got to turn himself into New York? Or like, how does that go?
There's been talk of both. There's been talk of, hey, we're going to come down and get you in Mar-a-Lago, and also, hey, turn yourself in New York.
Okay.
So I don't know. Since then, I don't know what they've talked about, agreed on, if it's even going to happen.
Yeah, weren't they also planning something with the Secret Service if they wanted to bring him in?
Now, Blitz, do they literally handcuff him and put his hands behind his back?
I would assume so.
And take him in, and then where do they take him? Do they take him to... Like, where do they take you? Like, where are they? Where, I mean, are they booking you? Are they, I don't know. I mean, I don't think that there's ever been a president of the United States arrested. Maybe Alexa would know. Hey, Alexa, has there ever been.
Wasn't George Bush?
A current or.
Tampa, Florida's record high temperature.
Anna, you fucked me up,
I
bitch.
I did, sorry. I thought it was George
Occurring
Bush.
Two times.
Shut up.
Most recently on June 26th.
Alexa, shut up. Alexa, has a president ever been arrested?
From pilotonline.com. In 1872, while president, Grant was arrested on a street corner in Washington.
Well, for picking up a hooker?
That was a sitting. He was a sitting president too.
Yeah, no shit. Who the fuck?
Damn, motherfucker! I just won the Civil War. Give me a break.
Yeah, no
don't
shit.
He was stopped for speeding.
Who was?
Grant.
The fuck he driving
he
for?
He loved to race his horse and buggy through Georgetown while serving his country.
Oh my god! What a fucking William, talk about the dickest of all cops.
William Henry West, an African American soldier and police officer, arrested Ulysses S. Grant in 1872.
Man,
I just set you free.
I just set your motherfucking ass free, and you got me for going too fast on my goddamn horse and buggy? Where's your radar gun?
They stopped him three times, and they said, well, it wasn't getting the message through, so they arrested him.
What a dick. I mean, president can go as fucking fast as he wants.
You would think so.
Yeah.
What is he driving?
He was taken to a police station and released on a $20 bond.
Damn.
Which is about $450 a couple years ago.
And Trump could hope that was all that happened.
He did not contest the fine or arrest.
I wonder what procedurally will happen.
They did say they wanted Briggs?
Stratton?
That's his last name, I think, the DA. Didn't they say they wanted him handcuffed, fingerprinted, mugshot? They want all that stuff to happen.
You know, they want to be able to send it out to the media.
You know, they want to perp walk him like a motherfucker. You know that.
So we did tease on the after show. We were going to talk about the Twitch email.
The what?
The Twitch email.
Exactly.
Oh, yeah. Here's what the Twitch email said. Take it away.
It said,
fuck you.
Fuck you. Take your suspension. We're not appealing shit.
Yeah.
And too bad.
So sad.
My Twitch insider said that there are massive cutbacks on Twitch. As a matter of fact, today.
Amazon's laying off 9,000 people today.
God damn.
That's what from. So part of that is Twitch people.
This motherfucker would know how procedurally it will go. Unless he's still on his Disney cruise.
Hey, babe.
Brian the Babyface Matroni.
Oh, okay.
I figured, he'd probably know procedurally because he's probably jacking off to this shit.
Yeah, he's the one that reported it.
Unless he's still on the Disney cruise.
If he's not on the Disney cruise, he's literally jacking off.
Brian speaking.
It's Bubba, the Love Sponge. We're live.
Hey, buddy.
Hey, do you got a minute?
Well, I'm on a golf course right now.
Yeah, it's a small world. Yeah, it's a small world.
No big deal. I'm going to say
procedurally. Black Diamond up in La Quinta.
Procedurally, if they arrest a president, what would happen procedurally?
The sitting president?
No, Trump.
He doesn't know what's going on.
Oh, I mean, he would be charged. There's no precedent for it.
No, would they go get him?
I mean, will they go get him? Would he turn himself in? Will they handcuff him? Where does he go? Do they put him behind bars? I got a bunch of questions for you, you Black Diamond Willie.
It would just depend on how they wanted to handle it. I mean, the easiest way is to, unless you think he's a flight risk, you arrange with his attorneys for him to turn himself in.
And where does he turn himself in? Manhattan?
Wherever the court, yeah, whatever the local.
And do they literally like fucking mugshot him in the whole nine yards?
Yeah.
Oh, all right. Well, listen, hey, good luck on the next par three, and let's talk soon, okay?
Black Diamond is a nice course. Yeah.
Bye, buddy.
We're on a par three right now. It's a quarry. It's amazing here, by the way.
Would it be safe to say that Aaron Rodgers is gone?
Yeah, well, if they can make the deal work, yeah.
Will they at least get a one for him?
I'll take Dove.
No, Dove. Maybe not. They may be just whatever. Two twos.
Oh, okay. Good luck, buddy.
Get that
love you.
Ready. Yeah, get that bay and two
ready.
Bye,
guys.
See you, Brian.
Bye.
My Black Diamond's a nice course. Yeah, he's getting a tan, so when he washes the car, you know, we put it on YouTube.
Doesn't burn too bad.
Yeah, exactly.
Base tan.
Bitch boy.
Whoa. Bitch boy.
Maybe out there fucking being like Bubba. Wash my car, you fucking. Yeah.
Yeah, and of the 9,000 people, most of them from AWS and Twitch.
Really?
Yeah.
Good.
Yep.
Hope you guys fucking.
Is that going to hurt our deliveries for Amazon?
I don't give a fuck. I'd rather get my package a day later than the Twitch fuckers.
Oh.
For real.
Oh. I know.
I mean, Twitch is losing money like you wouldn't believe. And they, like, I shut the fuck down. And you know what they did? Is they did it to themselves. Because,
they,
I mean, like, here, for instance, let's just, I mean, this is very personal to us, but let's just put us in there. We've been there. We've been a customer. We've been a content provider for 6 years. For 6 years. Now, there's people that have been there much, much longer, but that's still a pretty damn good time.
Absolutely.
And they've made well over $1 million on us, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And we have, we stay within their little lines for the most part. And the little gray area that we get to sometimes, it potentially gets us in trouble. Okay, I get it. But you don't even have the common courtesy or customer service to tell us. That'd be like throwing a flag at the NFL and saying, I'm not going to tell you which play it was, but sometime within the last half, I got a 15-yard personal foul.
Could have even been in the last game, by the way.
Might have been last week.
Yep.
But anyway.
But we won't tell you.
It's going to be player number 56, you're out of the ball game,
mm-hmm.
and 15 yards, and that's all we can tell you. Like, everybody, and anytime you do something wrong and there is, you know, some type of penalty, isn't there some type of rule where you have the right to... I'd have to get an attorney on the deal.
I mean, that's with the government, but not another company.
Yeah.
Unfortunately, they, like, legally, they don't have to tell you, but should they? Of course.
Yeah.
If they want you to follow the rules, they need to tell you what rules you broke and how you did it so you don't do it again.
It'd be like getting pulled over by a cop. Do you know why I pulled you over? No, I don't.
All right, well here's your ticket. I'm not going to tell you why.
Here's a $300 ticket. Yeah. I'm going to suspend your driver's license for 2 weeks, and I'm not going to fucking tell you what you did.
Just don't do it again, though. But don't do it again.
But I don't know what I did!
But if you do it again, we're going to hold it against you a double because we already told you the first time not to do it.
And don't forget, you just did the same thing 2 weeks ago.
Yeah.
But we don't know. I don't know what the fuck I did.
Yeah, but you need to follow the rules.
Yeah, they won't even tell us.
Here's the law book. Read it.
Do you think, I think Twitch is in trouble.
They know they're in trouble. That's why they're doing a lot of different things.
Including get rid of us.
Not smart.
Anyway, I have to wrap this up, so you got time to download Willie.
Yep.
Or upload Jones. Appreciate y'all out there that listen to this show, this downloadable podcast show. We have stuff that we put up every day. There's something sometimes not new, But at least content.
You think yesterday was Lisa and Epinelli with the Hooters girls.
Oh, perfect. So we have something for you to download every day. Be a daily downloader. And more importantly, go over to Rumble, rumble.com, sign up, and search The Bubba Army, no spaces. And sign up for free to our Rumble account. We're going to be doing. We're going to be sucking a lot of Rumble dick lately. See you later.
Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.